7:49 on a Thursday morning. Hey, listen, there isn't much that people can agree to, sadly, today. And people can argue about a myriad of things, and they do argue about a myriad of things. I would hope that this is one of those things that we can all agree on. I know Steve Kiefer has just been a bull in regards to helping some of this get along. And sadly, he lost his son, Mitchell, to a distracted driver. And Mitchell's legacy certainly lives on by so many of these laws being passed and a rink being named in his honor where Catholic Central plays its high school hockey games. But Lloyd Jackson is here to tell us a little bit about the importance of the distracted driving laws that are finally hitting our state. And Lloyd, first of all, good morning. This is one of those, this seems like a no-brainer type of stories.
Absolutely, Sean. Good morning. Governor Gretchen Whitmer used the site of the Mitchell Kiefer Memorial Ice Rink in Plymouth to sign legislation into law to prevent distracted driving on Michigan roads. As you said, 18-year-old Mitchell Kiefer was a hockey player from Detroit's Catholic Central who lost his life to a distracted driver in 2016. His father, Steve Kiefer, created a foundation in his son's name with the goal of ending distracted driving. He was joined at the signing by several families who lost loved ones to distracted driving.
There are so many stories out there. It's so horrific how many people have been lost to this terrible pandemic. And I just want to thank all of the victims' family, because we put our heart on the line when we tell these stories to try to get legislative change and behavioral change. And it's really the only way we're getting it done.
The legislation signed by Governor Whitmer includes three bills that would prohibit a person from using a mobile electronic device while operating a motor vehicle or school bus. Now, drivers will be allowed to use phones, but only in the hands-free mode. Exceptions will be allowed to report a crime or call for emergency assistance. Now, the new law makes it illegal to reach for or physically hold a mobile electronic device to send or receive a telephone call, send or receive or read a text message, view, record, or transmit a video, access, read, or post to a social networking site. Drivers face a $100 fine for the first offense, $250 for a second offense, and or 24 hours of community service. Drivers would face the same fine for a third offense, plus be ordered to take a road safety refresher course. If a crash were to occur and the at-fault driver was holding or using a phone, the fines will be doubled. The new law will require Michigan State Police to submit a progress report on the effectiveness of the law 3 to 5 years after it takes effect. Governor Whitmer says she's proud to sign the bipartisan legislation.
We need to remove distractions and make our roads safer for everyone who's using them. The drivers, the bicyclists, the pedestrians, the workers on the side of the road, the law enforcement on the side of the road as well. Each traffic death is more than just a statistic. It's a human being. It's a person with a story and a family, a life cut short.
So far this year, 322 people have died in Michigan crashes. Last year, about 1,100 died on Michigan roads, and Governor Whitmer says the goal is to get to zero traffic deaths by 2050. The new law, Sean, goes into effect June 30, with strict enforcement taking place over the 4th of July holiday.
Well, it's about time. I don't know how anybody could argue that, Lloyd. Unfortunately, I think we all know we've been in a position where you're driving to work, you're driving someplace, and there's somebody driving down the road. I mean, literally with their head down, looking at their phone. What it is they're doing, I don't know. Yeah. But we see it far too often. And I'll tell you what, my kids have called me out. I am one of those people. I'm not proud to admit this, but when the light's red, my rationale has always been, well, I'm sitting at a light. Well, that light also turns too. And my kids have said, Dad, just put the darn phone down. Just don't even do it. And they are 100% right. And I will echo your sentiments. Steve Kiefer has been phenomenal with this. He really has. I mean, I'm looking at my wristband right now, hashtag just drive and mkiefer.org. It has been a life mission for him for the past 7 years. And It's coming to reality June 30th.
It is. And, you know, so Michigan is the 26th state. 25 other states have the same distracted driver law. Steve says he's heading down to Florida next week to kick off their new law. And he says these affected families, Sean, they're not going to stop until all 50 states have hands-free legislation on the books.
Absolutely amazing. I tip my cap to them for making something happen. And Lloyd, one of the things that I guess I'm fortunate to do is I cover a lot of high school hockey, and an old friend of mine is Catholic Central's coach, as a matter of fact, Coach Kalinicki. And I remember Mitch, he just a good kid from a good family. They live out near us. And to take an unthinkable tragedy and turn this into the positive, I can't say enough about the drive and the class that the Kiefer family has shown through all of this.
And so many young people have lost their lives to this distracted driving. There were a lot at the press conference yesterday, a lot of families of those who lost loved ones, even a family, Sean, as far away as Colorado, whose daughter was killed by a distracted driver in Michigan. She was here visiting her boyfriend.
And, you know, I mean, the circumstances, I think we can, you know, all relate. You know, you're going to visit, you're coming back from college, you're coming back for the weekend, you're coming back for the holiday or whatever. And just one moment of just unnecessary action can change so many lives. And it's about time for something like this. And Lloyd, I'll double back and reiterate, I can't imagine how a single human being would be against this bipartisan effort.
No, but you, I agree, Sean, but there were some kids that the media spoke to. I mean, they were just being truthful, and they said, well, you know, we like our phones, and I don't think we're going to abide by this rule, you know. And so you have some children, some kids, some teenagers who say they're still going to pick up their phones. I'm hoping that their parents get to them and they understand that this is very serious and they need to use hands-free. That technology is there.
Yeah. Yeah. I CarPlay for me, it's so easy. You know, sometimes you take a phone call. Well, I can do two things at once. I'm capable of doing that. I can keep my eyes on the road, be a responsible driver and have that conversation that sometimes you have to have. Lloyd, great stuff. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean.
All right. Lloyd Jackson, our senior news analyst here at WJR. Steve, if you're listening, well done. You've worked your tail off. Well done indeed. All right. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got news and your chance to win. Don't go anywhere. We'll give you the cue to call here on a Thursday morning, 760 WJR.